Specialization in Trade, Osher GCSE Economics Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Economics Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in the OCR J205 specification, specialization in trade. Whether you're revising for your exam or trying to get your head around these concepts for the first time, you're in exactly the right place. Now, I know economics can sometimes feel abstract, but here's the thing. Specialization and trade are everywhere in your daily life. That smartphone in your pocket, it's made from components manufactured in dozens of different countries. The clothes you're wearing, probably designed in one country, made in another, and sold in a third. Understanding why this happens and what it means for economies is absolutely crucial for your exam success. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts you need to know, explore how examiners mark your answers, look at common mistakes candidates make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's dive in. Let's start with the fundamentals. Specialization is when individuals, firms, regions, or entire countries concentrate on producing a limited range of goods or services. Now, this might sound simple, but it's one of the most powerful ideas in economics. Think about it at the level of a firm first. Imagine a factory making chairs. Without specialization, one worker might cut the wood, sand it, assemble the pieces, paint the chair, and add the finishing touches. That's 5 different tasks for one person. But with the division of labor, that's the term for specialization within a firm, you could have 5 workers, each focusing on just one task. Worker 1 cuts, worker 2 sands, worker 3 assembles, and so on. Here's the key insight. Those 5 workers will produce far more than 5 times what one worker could produce alone. Why? Because when you specialize, you get really good at your specific task. You don't waste time switching between different jobs. You can use specialized tools and machinery. This is what economists call increased productivity, more output per unit of input. And here's where it connects to another crucial concept, economies of scale. As firms produce more output, their average costs per unit fall. Specialization drives higher output, which drives lower average costs. In your exam, examiners specifically award marks for linking specialization to lower average costs and economies of scale. That's an AO3 analysis mark right there. But specialization doesn't just happen within firms, it happens between countries too. And that's where trade comes in. This brings us to one of the most exam-relevant concepts, comparative advantage. Let's say the UK can produce 10 cars or 5 units of textiles per hour. China can produce 2 cars or 8 units of textiles per hour. Now, at first glance, you might think the UK is better at producing both, and you'd be right, that's called absolute advantage. But here's the clever bit. We need to look at opportunity cost. For the UK, producing 1 car means giving up half a textile unit. For China, producing 1 car means giving up 4 textile units. So the UK has a lower opportunity cost for cars. It has comparative advantage in cars. China, on the other hand, gives up only a quarter of a car to produce 1 textile unit compared to the UK giving up 2 cars. China has comparative advantage in textiles. The magic happens when both countries specialize in their comparative advantage and then trade. The UK focuses on cars, China focuses on textiles, and both countries end up better off than if they tried to produce everything themselves. This is the foundation of international trade, and examiners love testing whether you truly understand it. Now, let's talk about the benefits of specialization in trade for economies. First, higher productivity and efficiency, we've covered that. Second, access to a greater variety of goods and services. Third, lower prices for consumers because of those economies of scale. Fourth, increased competition, which drives innovation. And fifth, economic growth specialization allows countries to produce more with the same resources. But, and this is crucial for evaluation marks, specialization isn't all positive. There are significant risks. Structural unemployment is a big one. If a country overspecializes in one industry and that industry declines, workers may lack the skills to move to other sectors. Think about coal mining regions in the UK when mines closed. Entire communities face long-term unemployment. There's also the risk of overdependence on trade. If you rely heavily on importing essential goods like food or energy, you're vulnerable to supply chain disruptions, conflicts, or trade barriers. The COVID-19 pandemic showed us exactly how fragile global supply chains can be. Resource depletion is another concern. If a country specializes in extracting natural resources, it might exhaust those resources, leaving nothing for future generations. And there's the human cost too. Repetitive, narrow tasks can lead to boredom, demotivation, and lower job satisfaction for workers. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, a really common mistake: confusing production with productivity. Production is total output. Productivity is output per unit of input per worker, per hour, per machine. Examiners will penalize vague answers. If the question asks about productivity, you must talk about output per worker or per hour, not just making more stuff. Second mistake: assuming a strong currency is always good. Remember, spiced strong pound imports cheaper, exports dearer. A strong pound makes imports cheaper, yes, but it makes your exports more expensive for foreign buyers, which hurts export industries. Always evaluate both sides. Third, providing descriptions instead of analysis. If the question says, analyze why specialization increases efficiency, don't just list reasons. You need to develop chains of reasoning. Use phrases like this leads to, consequently, as a result. Show the examiner you understand the causal links. For 6-mark analyze questions, provide 2 distinct, developed chains of reasoning. For 12-mark evaluate questions, you must weigh up both sides and reach a supported judgment. The conclusion should answer, to what extent? Don't just sit on the fence. And here's a golden rule. Always apply your answer to the context given in the question. If the question gives you data about a specific country or industry, quote those figures. That's how you secure AO2 application marks. Examiners are looking for specific evidence that you've engaged with the material in the question, not just generic textbook answers. All right, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 questions. Pause after each one and try to answer before I give you the solution. Question 1. Define division of labor. Answer: the specialization of workers on specific tasks within the production process. Question 2. What is comparative advantage? Answer: when a country can produce a good at a lower opportunity cost than another country. Question 3. Name 2 benefits of specialization for firms. Answer: higher productivity and lower average costs due to economies of scale. Question 4. Name 2 risks of overspecialization for countries. Answer: structural unemployment and overdependence on trade. Question 5. What does SPICE stand for? Answer: strong pound imports, cheaper exports, dearer. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Specialization and trade are fundamental to how modern economies work. Specialization, whether by workers, firms, or countries, increases productivity and efficiency, leading to lower costs and higher output. Trade allows countries to benefit from their comparative advantages, making everyone better off. But remember, for those top evaluation marks, you need to consider the downsides too: structural unemployment, overdependence, resource depletion, and worker dissatisfaction. In your exam, focus on clear definitions, developed chains of reasoning, and always, always apply your knowledge to the specific context in the question. Use the data they give you, show you're working, and in evaluation questions, weigh both sides before reaching a clear, supported judgment. You've got this. Specialization in trade might seem complex, but with practice and the right technique, you'll be scoring top marks in no time. Good luck with your revision, and remember, economics is all around you. Keep making those connections between theory and the real world. Thanks for listening, and happy revising.